Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. We want to say welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And today is a bear, man. What is that? What do that mean to us? What do that mean to anybody that's in the Word of God? Think about this. Well, I've been in the Word of God. I ain't gonna say I've been in the Word of God since I was a baby. The Lord allowed my moms to start introducing me that anything that pertained to God through a Jehovah Witness mindset. So I came in through the Jehovah Witnesses principles. So they dealt with this thing called the memorial, and they took those things seriously. Like if you had earthly ambitions or heavenly ambitions, you just didn't take the bread and wine or anything like that. So they kept the memorial pretty much in line with the Passover, you know, almost verbatim, you know, because they definitely don't celebrate Easter, and they never had a memorial on Easter. So I was introduced to these things a long time ago. But I didn't understand them until I got into the IOG and I had a teacher that taught me about the feast days. And then when you start learning about the feast days, and when you start having to, you know, prepare the feast days for your family, then you start understanding what God said, when it's the first day and things like that. Well, you have to have a understanding of the first day. You see, this is that thing. What is the new moon or a beer? It's beginning. It's beginning of everything we know. It's A-B, Abba, the Father and the Son right there. A-B-C, Abba, Son of Christ, if you want to call it, right? A-B-C-D, Abba, Father, Son, Christ, door. You know, we can go on and on and on with this alphabet, but it's the month of Abib. What do Abib mean to us? You know, he said, and to remember these things. So here's the thing. Let's get into that. We're going to need two things. You're going to need a sheet of paper, right? And I want you to landscape it. I want you to, you know, to present it horizontal, turn it horizontal, and I want you to count 1 through 14 on the top of it, 1 through 14 across. And then I want you to number from the 6, 1 through 9. So from 6 through 9, you should have, they should both meet at 14. This is indicative that you have a creation in the running, which is where we're going to start. That's called the Adib. when he said in the evening and the morning is the first day, that's the first day of Abib. All right? And the creation. Why? Because why did we remember it 14 days? Because Jesus told us that he would not drink of the vine until his Father's kingdom, which is 14 days into Abib. Well, on the eighth day, you have to be circumcised, which just so happened to be the 13th day in the creation, which happened to be Ishmael's birthday. Ishmael, when he was circumcised, which Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13. He happened to be the child of the flesh. And the child of the promise was circumcised on the eighth day. That means that all flesh will be circumcised on the eighth day of the creation of man, or the 13th day in the creation of God. Why? Because we're all being prepared to take part in the Passover. If you make it through the great white throne judgment, he passed over your sins, cover you in his blood, forgive all your transgressions, no more weeping, no more crying, and you're in the kingdom. Here come the Father. The only time the Father came down was when Jesus was on the cross. You can't see him ever coming down in the creation, ever. He dealt with man at no point. Because Christ testified to that. He said, no man, that's an absolute, that means Adam and Eve. He said, no man has ever heard the Father's voice at any time. Who we've been dealing with? Jesus, the Son, so to say. Jehovah, him. Right. Anyway, so he the one that brought the calendar. What do you mean? We're going to see that it was him that was talking to Noah, right? So Noah knew about this calendar in the Abib, and Moses did. He was the one that was talking to Moses. He the one that taught Moses about the calendar or this what a new moon is or an Abib, right? And he taught Daniel the same thing. And then came down and testified of it himself in the flesh, and then taught John the exact same thing. So we're going to get these witnesses all talking about what is the Abib. Amen? So let's get started. Okay, we're going to get prayed in and ask our brothers and sisters. Brothers, you can uncover your heads, you can stand. Close to Father and sisters, if you can't cover your heads, you're close to Father, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit to give us a mind to perceive and act to see and instinct, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith of form. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and also send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them a mind to perceive and act to see and instinct, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith of form. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy is endure forever. Amen. Okay. So let's get into the scripture. The new moon to the Abib. You see, a lot of us don't really know how to get to this point. And most of us, we allow others to do it. And I hope those that we do, we really trust that they are leading us into those things. These are real basic things, real basic principles. You'll see them in the scriptures, right? So let's get started. Let's start this in Deuteronomy chapter 16, feel me? Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Remember now, we were talking about landscaping. It's notebook paper, right? This is what you do. You landscape the paper, count from 1 through 14, those of us who are just now tuning in, and then from there, you number 1 through 6, right? I mean, one from the sixth day, 1 through 9. Both of them should land on 14. Why? Because this is the 14th day of the creation. We're trying to get to that. All right, so this is why we got the Abir, to let us know that this represents the beginning of time for us. So let's read that. Genesis 1 and verse 1. It said, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God was with that." And the earth was, Lord forgive me. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Right here is the beginning. Right here, this is when eternity met time. Right here, in the evening and the morning were the first day. So now, this right here is the first day of Abir in the creation sense, in the creation standpoint. What do you mean? Right here, you go to 2 Peter chapter 3 and 8. 2 Peter 3 and 8. "Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." So from what I ask everyone to do is to number 1 through 14 would be 14,000 years. And then from the sixth day, the commandment was that man will work 6 days and then he will be resting. Well, if you look at that, you look at the seventh day in the creation, it should be if you look at the 12th day in the creation, it should be the seventh day of man. You see, so we see this. So you see the correlation. We're at the end of the sixth day at this time. And we are approaching, which the sixth day is the 11th day in the creation. We are approaching the 12th day. And man will become in the image of God at the end of the sixth day, just like in the beginning. He created all things, and then he don't take part in the Sabbath day. So this is, we're here, we're at the door of this. But the whole conversation is that from when he said, let there be light, it's going to be 14 days. And the law is going to testify these things. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at 8. "And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day." So we got 2 days here. And then it says this in the 13th verse. "And the evening and the morning were the third day." So that's 3 days. That's 3 evenings and 3 mornings. Remember that. It's no light. It's no evening and the morning. It's evening and morning at this point. That's not 3 days and 3 nights, because the light haven't appeared yet until the fourth day. This is why we say this is the beginning of the new year, when he said in the evening was the first day. Why? Because you got 3 days of the earth being absent of light until what? The fourth day. That's, if you got a calendar right now from, the dollar store, right, it should have moon cycles on there. If you look at the moon cycle, it should be black today. That should be black. That's your new moon. Now, it should be 3 days of that. And then the fourth day, that's when light comes into the earth, and this when this conversation takes place, right here. And Genesis chapter, let's pick it up in 13. He said, Genesis 1 and 13, it said, "In the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let There be lights in the firmament of heaven that divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to be a light upon the earth. And it was so. Why? Because the sun and the moon don't give light onto the heavens. It give light on the earth. Everything out there is just eternity or black. Let's see. It says, and let them be for lights in the firmament or heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made stars also. So the lesser light is the first one to appear in the creation on the fourth day. Why? Because it shined, it was the first one to appear upon the earth, because the evening and the morning, evening and the morning. So it was the fourth day that the moon appeared and was just a sliver. It wasn't even a sliver. It wasn't a quarter moon. It was just a hint that it was something there. Why? Because the sun gave law, but it's not there yet. The law is for the sun to rule the day and the evening and night. You got 4 days already moved into the creation before the sun and the moon start. That's called your congenial moon cycle. That's on your calendar. Now, let's look at this and see if it's in the law. Let's go on to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 20. And Saul had proposed to kill David, but all the generals and the governors came up to every new moon, right? So David was supposed to appear, right? Because he wanted the rulers, the one of the judges. So he said this. He said, this is in 20. David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon. It shall not fail to sit with the king at me. Let me go, that I might hide myself onto the field unto the third day at evening. Why? Because you're coming to the fourth day. Why? Because he just testified that the new moon began when the new moon is black, not full. You got to have three congenial days right there. He just testified of it right there. It's the third day at evening. So that calendar you got starts today black, and it's going to be black for 3 days. And then on the fourth day, wherever you at in the world, if you don't have a cloud in the sky, you're going to see it. So that's a witness in the creation that the in the beginning, the evening and the morning, in the creation is the abyss. According to David conversation. So he just testified that the new moon kicks off the abyss. Now, this is the thing. This is something else about the new moon. The Abib New Moon or Canada. The Abib New Moon in Canada, it comes with precision. The first new moon of the Abib is this. It's 30 days. And then the second one, where the second Passover come in, that's 30 days. You see? That's 30 days. So when you count the Abib, when you come into the Abib, that new moon, from that new moon, you got 30 days before the next one appears. That also is a witness that you on point. Then the second month confirms the first month, because the second month also is going to have exactly 30 days in it. And then after that, you're going to see the next new moon, which would be the 31st, or which would be following the 30th day of that month. And you'll see the next new moon. And then after that, it's going to appear on a 30th day. You see, in that month, the third month is going to be 29 days. So you can't go with months like that. You can't go with the new moons like that. That's throwing you off of the count, and we're going to show you why. But anyway, to kick off the new year, you have to use the new moon cycle, as we just seen right there. David said, look, the new moon is 3 days and three nights, right? And then we just read in the law, from in the beginning to the fourth day is exactly 3 days and three nights, which only indicative that when Christ was offered for us, that the earth would be without light for what? 3 days and three nights. Then on the fourth day, light will come back into the world. Come on, man. Okay, so this is that thing. So this is this. Now, speaking of Christ and that, right, we're going to get back to that picture. Okay, let's get into the abyss. Let's get into the abyss. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 1. Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover, the Lord thy God, of the flock and of the herd, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. So now here you hear this conversation. Thou shalt observe the month of Abib, right? Keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. So the Passover and the Abib is indicative of one another. Why? Because the Abib kicks off the Passover, right? So here it is. He said, observe the month of Abib, right? So he said, holy thought, let's go into Exodus chapter 12, quickly, 12 and 1. And it says this. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So now, there's no other day in the creation other than one. Right. It's no other day in the creation other than one. That's it. So it's the first day of the year to us that believes that Abib is the beginning of all things, that the Father and the Son is the beginning of all things. Abba, Abib, the Father, the Son, A-B. Come on, man. So he said this, this shall be the beginning of the month, the first month of the year to you. And he said, watch this, and I'm going to read this quickly because we're going back to that Deuteronomy. It said, speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, you should take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Now, when you go and look at that calendar again, that you got landscape, that 14, the 1 through 14, and that 6 through 9, you look at the 10th day, that should be between the 4 and the 5. That's the middle of the week that he testified that he would come in. I want some cake. You want what?
I want some cake.
Okay, you want cake? Okay.
Yes. I like your hair.
Well, thank you. I love your hair.
But I do my hair and curls.
Say shalom. Shalom, everyone. So now he said this would be the first. Yeah, so this would be the beginning of the month of you. So what were we saying? Oh, yeah. Landscape the paper. Go back to that the piece of paper. And then count. Right there, you will see at between the 4 and the 5 is 10. The lamb is going to be put up in the middle of the week. That's why he even marked it in the creation that Christ is going to come in the middle of the week of man. Right there. You see? So this is an Abib calendar because we're trying to get to the Passover, which is eternity. You see? This is that thing. So what? 16:1, and it says this: observe the month of Abib, keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by night. Notice there's nothing here about the 15th day. This whole conversation is about Abib and the Passover. He said, thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock of the herd and in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall I eat unleavened bread therewith. That's the conjunction there. So he just told us that the Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. Nothing about the fifth day. He said, eat the bread of affliction, for thou came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste. He's saying the conversation. That thou mayest remember in the day that thou came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. There shall no leaven be seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Unless you could come up with another Passover, another sacrifice other than the Passover that can remain in the morning, he just called that the first day at even. You see, so now this brings us back to the creation calendar. The lamb was put up on the 10th day in the calendar of the creation, which is in the midst of the week, which brings us here. Here. He's the first day of unleavened. This is that. He's the bread of unleavened. He is. And he said this. He said, you shall eat no leaven with it. This is that thing. So the Abib kicks off the Passover. You see? So he said, observe the month of Abib. How do you observe the month of Abib? Watch this. Go to John. Go to John. Let's go to Revelation, right? Revelation. How do you observe the month of Abib? Watch this. And there was given me a rod, 11:1. It says, and there was given me a reed like a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple and the altar, and them that worship the end and the court, which is without the temple, leave out, measure it not, for it is given to the Gentiles and the holy city that they treaded underfoot 42 months. Okay, so I just picked up 42 months here. All right, now I'm going to give me a calculator out, because now he said, remember the month of Abib. So I need to know what a month is to God. Okay, so I got 42, right? Clear this up. Okay, and I'm going to read 3. It says, he gave power unto his 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,203 score days clothed in sackcloth. So, 1260 divided by 42 is 30. So, there it is again. So, if you look at your calendar from this point for the next 2 months, you're going to have two cycles of 30-day increments between each new moon. The month of Abib, it's going to be exactly 30 days, as we just got to reading here, between each cycle of the new moon. Let's take this a little further. 30 times 42. 1260. So a month is to God 30 days. All right, well, let's look at this. Okay, that's John. So we got this, right? So John just told us that a month of God is 30 days, right? So when he said you keep the month of Abib, you make sure you keep it for 30 days, right? So let's go look at that. Watch him show Moses this thing. Let's go into Genesis chapter 7 in verse 11. Watch this. He said, Genesis 7, 11, and it says this. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the seventh day of the month, the same day were all the fountains other deed broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Did you hear that? Watch this again. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, wait a minute, we just found out that a month of God is 30 days, right? And remember, according to the law, the second month and the third month, the month of Abib has to be 30 days, and the second month has to be 30 days because you got the second Passover there too. So that has to be 30 days too. So we on this count. So this lets me know that Noah was a part of that Melchizedek priesthood. It says this. Well, he did. Of course he has to be because he said, I found righteousness in you. He said, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, the windows of heaven were open. This is that thing. So now we see here, we got a 30-day count, right? 30 days plus 17. The second month, you add 17 to it, which brings you to 47. Now, let's watch this. Skip down to verse 24, and it says this, and the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So you add plus 150, which gives you 190 days, right? 197. So you talk about 197 days God gave us a number of. Now we go right in Genesis chapter 8. Now he's talking to Moses about this. This is how he taught Noah. Watch this. He said, and God remembered Noah and every living thing that and all the cattle and that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth and the water assuaged. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain up from heaven were estranged, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the water were abated. The ark rested on the seventh month, all right, the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month upon Mount Ararat. Okay. Now, you subtract 17, because this is the seventh month here in verse 4. Subtract 17 from 197. 180. So you divide 180 by 6. 30. So it takes 30 times 6 to get you 180 plus 1. Get you into the seventh month. See that? So a month of God is 30 days, like he said. But now that's Moses, right? We just looked at John. We just looked at Moses. We just looked at Noah. Let's look at Jesus and Daniel. Watch this. Let's see if they agree. You can't. I mean, if you can show me, if you can give me some conversations that's a little larger than these brothers, I listen. But until then, I got to ride with these guys, because remember now, one of these guys is all things here. Let's go into Daniel chapter 7, right? No, let's go first to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. And let's pick that up at verse 26. And it says this, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and oblations to cease. In the midst of the week, during the creation calendar, was the 10th day. In the midst of the week, during the creation of Adam, was the 4th day, and the creation of Adam. Now, with that being said, he brought the sacrifice and oblations to cease on the 10th day, and when the lamb was put up on the 10th day in the creation. What do you mean? No more sacrifices of bulls and of goats. That was the end of it. He did it in the middle of the week. Of course, he testified in the creation calendar that he did it, and he did, because we don't sacrifice bulls and goats anymore. And when he died, the veil of the temple rent. That was the end of it. And that was the midst of the physical week. So it was a person perfect alignment in time, that he would offer himself in eternity in that hour. It said from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Who knows what that alignment was in the stars, whatever it may have been. But it had to have been perfect. So anyway, so let's look at Daniel's, right? So he got this conversation. So Daniel's got the conversation that God is going to give himself in the middle of time, right? So now watch this. He said, and he picks it up again. It says here in Daniel's chapter 12, it says this. He said, no, I'm picking up at verse 9. He said, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the end of time, until the time of the end, right? Or end of time. So this is it. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And he said, and from the time that they take, that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, an abomination that make it set up, there should be 1,290 days. Now let's jot that down. 1290. Now, go to, because he said right here, he said when he set up is at 1290. Now go to Matthew's chapter 24. Here come Jesus testifying of this calendar. Watch this. Matthew 24:15. And when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. That's the 1290. That's the conversation that he's telling us about. He's confirming, right? Then let him which be in Judea flee, right? So this is that thing. Now watch this. Let's go into Revelations, right? We're going to go into Revelations, and Revelations 12, and it says this. Revelations 12 and 6, it says, and a woman fled into the wilderness where she have a place prepared of God, that she shall be fed there 1,260 days. So, you take 1260 and subtract it from 1290 and you got what? 30 days. You can't use that the moon calendar. If you use the moon calendar, you're gonna come up 3 days short. You know why? Because you're gonna miss the first 3 days of darkness that the Lord said that's what kicks off the new moon. You're going to miss those 3 days. It's always going to bring you short because you're going to say the beginning of the month begin in the middle of the week when the moon and stuff is created. And that's why you always 3 days early. Always 3 days early because you're saying that the 3 days and three nights from Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 18 don't exist. So, just do the math. We see here it's consistent. So now I can take right here what I just did. I had the God of Israel allow Daniel's, Jesus, and John all to confirm each other. Now watch this. And he said, now watch this. He said, now, what we come up with, 1260, take away 1290, leave 30 times 42, bring us back to 1260. Right? Okay. Now, let's skip down a little bit, right? Okay, let's say right here, it says 14, and till the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness into a place and nourish for a time, singular, times plural, and a half, right? So that's 3.5. So let's add that up, 3.5. So let's divide 1260 by 3.5. And what you come up with, 360. Really now? So he was saying a year to God in the prophecy is 360, which is only means It's a complete cycle. So what do? So now you say 3.5. He said singular, let's say 1, okay, plus, let's see, 360, right? That's 2, right? That's 2 years plus 360, right? That's 3, right? Plus 180, which is the half of 360, equals 1260. See that? It all added up. 1260. So a half a year to God is consistent with Genesis chapter 7 and 11 and 8 and 4. That 180 days is what complete a 6-month cycle. From the Abib to the 7th month. There is no lunar count. The lunar don't have anything to do with the set laws. The set laws are etched in numbers. Numbers are the truth. They can't be altered. So now, let's do a little something. No, I don't want to do that. Let's just leave it like this here. Once again, let's see. I really want to get that. I'm contemplating, No, I don't. But let's look at the creation calendar again, though. Let's do that. Let's look at the creation calendar from this standpoint. Let's go into Genesis chapter 17, because remember now, we got to seal the creation calendar. So let's go to Genesis chapter 17. And so let's pick it up at 1. We're going to skip around because we're not going to read the whole thing, but God is going to promise Abraham that he's going to have a son, and that Abraham's going to have to circumcise him at 8 days old, and that everybody in Abraham's house is going to get circumcised, including Ishmael. But everybody pay attention to the numbers that's out here, because God is throwing them out. It's the reason why he's putting them out there, or else he wouldn't mention them, right? So listen at this. Genesis chapter 17 and 1. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9. There it is, 9-9. Adam, when he make it to everlasting, he's going to be 9, right? When he said from the 6th day to the Passover is 9. So there it is. What did Melchizedek offer Abraham? The Father's kingdom. Well, when did it come down? On the 9th day of the creation of man. When man is passed over and all men are circumcised and they can take part in the Passover, it comes down. New Jerusalem come down from God. The only time the Father came down from heaven was here, in Psalms chapter 18. You can't read them coming down from no other point in the Bible. Just the only time he came down. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I will say, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death has compassed me. The flood of ungodly men have made me afraid. Sorrows of hell have compassed me about. The snares of death presented me. This is Jesus. He said, I said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him into his ears. Then the earth shook, trembled. The foundations of the hills were moved and were shaken because he was wroth. And there went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Fire came out of the mouth, devoured the coals and kindled it. He bowed to heavens, also came down, and darkness was upon his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. See, this is the only time he came down. When Jesus was on the cross, when he said, Eli, Eli, le sabachthani. Now, this is the only time the Father came down. He said, he bowed to heavens also. He came down. Darkness was up under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. He fly upon the wing of the wind. He made darkness his secret place and pavilion round about him. The dark were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. and the brightness thereof before him were thick cloud, past hailstones and coal fires. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice in a coal of fire. He sent forth his arrows and scattered them, and shot out lightnings and discovered that that was everybody that was watching him being crucified. And he said, then the channels of the waters were seen. He called it the rain. And the fountains of the world were discovered, and his thyroid group, oh Lord, the blast of thy breast of thy nostril. He sent from above and took me and drew me out of many waters. That's that conversation. Now, the only time we come again is this, Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21 and 1. And it says this, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. There it is. So now here comes the Father. Now he's here. When? In the 14th day of the creation, which is the ninth day of man, there they are. And he said this, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, so there will be no more reason for fear to have tears. No snot nose. None of that. This is the Father's kingdom. His kingdom is a kingdom of peace. He said he's a humble and a contrite spirit. It won't be none of that then. None of that. This is why Christ said this. He said, now watch this, he said, and I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. You see that? Now watch this. Matthew chapter 26, it says this. 26 and verse we'll pick it up at 26, and as they were eating, which they was having a feast, so people have a feast on the Passover, you gotta sacrifice a lamb, but go in, because he said, as they were eating, Jesus took bread. he didn't say they ate bread. As they were eating, he took bread. Now, let's move around. It says, and Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Right? This is what he gave to Abraham. He offered him the Father's kingdom. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. So this is that thing. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. When the Father bring New Jerusalem down from God, when on the 14th day of the creation. Like that. So, this is why we here at Come and See Ministries practice the congenial moon cycle. I didn't say when a new moon actually appears, there's going to be three moon cycles that the moon is going to be absent of light. And then on the fourth day of that month, then we will be proceeding with the fourth day of that creation. This is that time window. Tonight will be the second night of a moon being totally absent. And then tomorrow night will be the same thing, which is Tuesday night. And Wednesday night, we're going to get our first witness that there's a moon, which is a testimony of these things. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. And Wait a minute. Okay. I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, as we say here. Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.